NAWCD, NAWCD, this is KUYNU.
KUYNU, good evening, this is NAWCD. Well, you're out of work and head north. Beautiful breeze out there, beautiful day. Hopefully things went well. How are you doing there?
Doing all right. Had a good meeting last night and was busy today, but we muddled through it and we'll get through it. We got through it and now I'm heading home. How was your day?
Well, good. I'm glad things went well today at work. Yeah, we're doing pretty good here. Just a couple of odds and ends inside and outside. Just a little bit of computer work. I updated the phone to a newer version of iOS there, and that works pretty good. I was also able to talk to Tim, NHWRO, earlier on CMR, and I think he concurs as well. It sounds like it was a good meeting last night.
Yeah, it was good. In fact, I heard your conversation earlier. I usually have CMR tuned in the station there, so I listen in, or you know, if somebody needs something, I can jump in real quick. But yeah, it was good. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to record anything. The batteries on the lapel mic that I was using gave it out. Decided it didn't want to work, so it just stopped recording. But that's okay. We'll try something different. I'm going to try to re-record on the computer, and we'll get it figured out. Get it sent out to you guys.
That's all good. That's all good. You know, technology is great when it works, and when it doesn't, well, I guess you try Plan B or try something else next time. But good. I'm glad things went well. Good. Sounds like it was good turnout. Good meeting, and I'm happy for that. Like I say, it sounds like it's been a good day all around.
Yeah. Yeah, we had four new guys show up to the meeting, and like I said, it was a good meeting. A lot of good stuff we discussed a lot of good stuff, and it's gonna be fun. It really is. I'm looking forward to the set. Looking forward to getting things tested out and planned out. Hopefully executing what we need to do.
I agree. I'm sure it will turn out. It will definitely exercise our ability and again our equipment and knowledge. Take a look at it and say, yep, this worked, and no, it didn't work. We'll try something else, and what we could do better. And again, it's that practicing and preparation and repetitiveness, because these are things we don't do every day. And so it's a needed thing with the type of group that we have here.
Yeah, for sure, and it's good. It really is. It's just all of the testing and making sure everything runs smoothly, and directions are followed and stuff like that. That's where what matters.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree. So, that'll be a good thing. I go with it. Stay with Wayne. I know they're supposed to have a couple of meetings on with that. I was checking on the old one yet last night. I don't think they even have a scenario from what I understood from them. They don't have a scenario in place. I think they're going to try to work on something, but just a heads up in that way. But I'm glad, you know, again, it's important for all of us, whether we're on a different type of scenario or different equipment or different skills or abilities, again, that's very good to utilize.
Well, and I sent Oakland our scenario, if they wanted to use it. Maybe I'll reach out to Jim and just kind of see if he wants, needs anything from us, if he wants to use our scenario, and just let him know, hey, man, we've got the scenario that we're using. You're welcome to use it. You're welcome to, join us. We'll plan something out to where we can, mutual aid each other, or, we'll figure something out to where we can, work together on it. It'd be kind of nice to have St. Clair or us and Oakland all kind of doing stuff together.
Yeah, that's it. They have their own scenario there, the Dream Cruise and a couple of the events that they've done. I know, too, this will be the first Saturday of the month. I don't know whether we're doing sirens out here, but I know some of Wayne's group is doing, the camp sirens, and I think, I want to say Oakland just does their sirens the first Sunday also, so that may play a part in it as well, getting people.
Yeah, it's all how it's planned out. I mean, our group doesn't do it. The Lance Cruz Amateur Radio Club does. They do it for us. Our team is welcome to help out, and they're asking, if anybody wants to help them out, to let them know. But they do that, and I let them run with it because they do a good job in what they do, and there's no, obviously no complaints or anything like that. So I let them roll with it. I mentioned, said, hey, if they get tired of it, let me know, but they're good to keep doing it. But it probably is. It might have something to do with the first week. I don't know. I think it's all planning, executing, getting the plans focused on, and having the right people at the right place. I guess you could integrate it into your test. Well, hey, while you're out there, now we've got the siren test. We can work on that.
And at WCD, yeah, that's it. Yeah, I just kind of, like I say, they had mentioned it on the air, and so I don't know if we do a bit about it or not, but. And like I say, there's a lot of considerations, and Saturdays fill up quickly, and especially this time of the year, you get into football and the family events, school events, those types of things. So there's a consideration as well in planning and doing those things. So I guess you got that little, that window of opportunity to run with, run with a drill or, lost my word here, but anyway, you get one extra.
Yeah. Well, I'll reach out to them maybe Monday or something like that, and reach out to them to make sure they're all set, and offer our assistance if they want to get that. That's all good. We're here. We all work together. We've got strong partners, and that's what's needed here in Southeast Michigan. So.
Yes, exactly. so to speak. And like I say, for other groups, there are other activities that are going, and that's their opportunity to meet. So, like I say, I like that too. I like that flexibility that we have here with amateur radio. We've got good volunteers. You want to do that. That's what we do.
Yeah. You know, you do as much as you want or as little as you can do. That's fine. You know, it's like I told the guys at the meeting, last night that. I don't want to take anybody away from the families. I don't want to, I don't want to interfere or burn people out. So it's like, if you're not able to, that's fine. It's all good. You come and play as much as you want or as little as you want. And we're good. It's totally fine.
And I think that's what I appreciate at this point in life. Back in the day, I might be working and I might not be able to, or I might be able to get the day off and help out, get to the point in life, and you've done this a few times, rather run it from a rocket chair, I guess, so to speak. That's the neat thing about it, and again, that's what's appreciated. Like you say, there's people on the front lines and support staff and every member that's out there.
Okay, Lightning. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Everybody's important. Everybody's got a role to play. And when all the instruments are playing together, it sounds amazing, when we're all working together. We run like a well-oiled machine, and we get stuff done, and it's fun. That's what we want is ham radio. We want it to, but there's the fun aspect of it. It's got to be fun. You have to make it fun.
Agreed on that one. Yeah, totally. Illustration there. Playing as a band, all the instruments together and a well-oiled machine. And again, that comes full circle back around with doing these exercises, drills, and some of these humane things. But again, having fun with it and good things and the bad things. Hoping it never happens.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. You train, you drill on things, and you prepare in hopes that you never have to use it. I would much rather say, I'm glad we worked on it and we never had to use this versus, I wish we would have worked on this and now we're trying to catch up. Now we're trying to get this done or get that done. So.
NAWTV, yes. I still remember, Y2K. Everybody was ready for all the computers to crash and everything to just break loose. And, thousands that came in and it's like, yep, absolutely. I remember I had to work New Year's Day. I couldn't get the day off. It's better to be ready for it than, say, wow, I wish I had it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting. Not sure whether we're going to do a mobile DLC or if we're going to actually use DLC. Still waiting on word from that. But either way, it'll be fine. And this year, I might do something a little different. Might have to go to certain places. And I might have to go to a store and meet up with somebody at the store or, you know, something like that. So make it, you know, make it like an amazing race or something like that, you know.
Yes, I agree. And I'm hoping that that the group is able to secure either go with EOC or a mobile EOC. Again, those are opportunities to use the equipment. Just to find out if it's working, if it's not, the antenna's there, if it's not, get acclimated to the environment there. And so I hope that the two, either if it's this one or even in your future one, that would be helpful.
Yeah, for sure. It would be nice, but, you know, again, it's one of those things where you have to be ready no matter what. And, you know, the question was posed the other day. Mike actually asked the question, hey, what if, you know, EOC is affected by it? What if a disaster hits the area and that's no longer there? What do you do? I mean, where do you go? So, you know, it's always a possibility, it's always a potential, and so you got to know, hey, all right, we got to set up something different, maybe something mobile, maybe a mobile stand, maybe something at the house, or, you know, pitch a tent and start setting radio equipment up, you know, so that's important. That's what testing and getting drilling and getting things kind of worked out now, then if something happens, we're ready to go.
Yes, I agree, and those are the tough questions, and you know, you hate to be a what if, but in these instances, questions like that are good, because again, you know, if your EOC is not usable, what do you do? But I think that's a good question and worth pondering. Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Ben, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and get comfortable and relaxed. Appreciate you coming along. You guys have a good night. Enjoy your evening. And remember, I actually work at 24 tomorrow. I'm in the morning, and I won't be leaving until later on. So, wanted to let you know I was given double time, so, but enjoy your evening, and we will talk here later.
Well, I appreciate the update there, and certainly the drain for you tomorrow, and that will give you strength and endurance there for tomorrow. Let me know there on your final if you're still up, if you're still doing Sunday into Monday, but hear the kiddos in the background, and I'll let you go there. But enjoy the ride and the conversation, and I hope you have a good evening. Enjoy the weather and dinner and family. Get some rest tonight. It's a long one tomorrow for you. 73 is an ATC with the family. Tell everyone hello. NAWCB is clear on your mic.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. And, yep, I will be doing Sunday into Monday as well. So we'll talk here probably Sunday and on the way to work. So 73 and 88 to KAYN Euclid.
Yep, we'll get you there Sunday before work there. Absolutely. Thanks for the clarification. Again, 73 NAWCB is.
BWP mobile monitoring.
K8EPL monitoring.